everybody, welcome to Vogma, your Hindi movies review destination. This is Meetu of Vogma and I'll tell you what to watch and what to give a miss this week. Mausam, it's like a pleasant evening breeze. You enjoy it for a bit and then fall asleep. Which is extremely sad, you know, because you see the labor of love in each and every frame. It's pretty in every corner. But the love story unfortunately goes on and on and on like that battery in that ad. Ironically, the easy pace Mausam starts with is the only bit that's charming about the story. It's so pretty, so serene, so simple that high expectations are set for the drama to unfold. I enjoyed the leisurely life of a village with its cute sense of humor. But the story doesn't move. Characters move on in life, but their problems and state of minds remain the same. Which is fine, you know, that's what happens in love. But I'd enjoy that love story if it was mine. Here I lose connection with the love between Harry, played by Shahid Kapoor, and Ayat, by Sonam Kapoor. And there are enough, you know, so sweet moments in the first half hour. So not like they didn't know how to keep me engaged. I also admired how the sarso de khet I've been fed for over 15 years in films felt fresh in the way they have been captured. The straight lines and the curves are all very painstakingly framed. In fact, except for a tacky air attack sequence, it's a little video game type, you know, Mausam is beautifully shot. But the sweetness of a relationship and the cinematography of a film can take it only so far. Of course, there is value to getting exasperated along with the character's frustrations, but not if it means irritation with the film itself. Hai na? Not if in a love story, you are forced to say, true love and all is okay, make them meet and bus karo yaar. And it's not like the writers haven't put in distractions along the way. There are enough of them. And I'm not talking about just energetic songs which make you feel like you can watch Shahid Kapoor dance forever. There is historical and political context within which our lead pair struggles. Politics that you and I have witnessed. Times that we have horrific memories of. You know, we should have gotten involved. We should have rooted for the lead pair. But we don't. I was almost going to blame Shahid Kapoor for not being able to carry off the serious facet of Harry, you know. But soon realized that Harry had lost all his charm and vigor in the writing. Sonam Kapoor, on the other hand, maintains a status quo throughout the film. Her expressions, in fact, are a carry forward from her debut, from Savari at times, you know. A love story between a Hindu boy and a Muslim girl, minus the parents who usually raise hell. Mind that. It's just that the lovers' bad luck keeps getting worse and the hatred around them won't let them be together. Hatred that isn't even directly linked to their lives. The tragedy is rather poetic, but poetry can be boring. You could still go and watch this film with your parents and your family and everything if you are okay with enjoying a film just for how beautiful, how pretty it is, or for beautiful people, you know. That's it from Vogma today. Visit Vogma.com for a detailed written review. That's WOGMA.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.